Only God can judge me.
That right. Only God, baby.
Nobody else.
Nobody else.
All you other motherfuckers, get out of my business.
Perhaps I was blind to the facts. Stabbed in the back, I couldn't trust my own homies. Just a bunch of dirty rats. Will I succeed? Paranoid from the weed. And hocus pocus, try to focus, but I can't see. And in my mind, I'm a blind man doing time. Look to my future, cause my past is all behind me. Is it a crime to fight for what is mine? Everybody's done. Tell me what's the use in trying. I've been trapped since birth. Cautious, cause I'm cursed. And fantasies of my family in the hearse. And they say it's the white man.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back with another episode of the Mitchell Hour Podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about a range of topics, a wide range of topics. I mean, first, I want to give, send condolences to the families of the victims that died, that were killed in the nightclub a couple of days ago. I want to send condolences to the families of the victims of the University of Virginia campus shooting. I don't know. Every time I turn on the news, I open up social media, somebody is judging somebody else. Somebody's gotten murdered. Some type of hate crime has been committed. Democrats is going at Republicans. Republicans is coming at Democrats. And I think I've come to a conclusion. Everybody's crazy. Everybody's crazy. I had a conversation with a close family member of mine. And they talked about how a person who is deep into religion went off on them. And the person told me that the person blamed them for the different things that go on with family members and, you know, blamed them for the things that they have been through in their lives and stuff like that. And when a person told me that, you know, I listened. And I got upset. I called the person. And we had a long conversation. Do I think that anything came from that conversation? No. I think one of the biggest problems with the world and why I'm saying everybody is crazy is because there's no self-accountability anymore. Everybody just wants to go off on everybody else. And if everybody is upset with their life, or not satisfied with their life, they have to go and kill other people. Just the other day, I had to call and check on my cousins in Chesapeake because some jackass decided he was just done with his life and decided to call some people into the break room at a Walmart in Chesapeake and kill them, then turn the gun on himself. There was a woman who got involved with another female after her relationship with with a man didn't work out. She ended the relationship, got a restraining order. Got back together with the toxic person and realized that she couldn't make it work. So she ended the relationship. The person that she ended the relationship with was sending her very threatening messages. And the woman sent her a message that says, I'm done. Pretty much, you know, if I can't have you, nobody can. And killed this young woman in front of her youngest child. A woman thought she had some friends and went down to Mexico, where she was murdered by those people that she called a friend. This is what I really want you guys to understand. Self-accountability is real. You have to acknowledge that you have a problem. And then you have to write down some steps on how to fix the problem. And then you move forward with that plan. What I'm realizing is, and I'm guilty of this too. You know, I'm 39 years old and it took me a little while to realize that, you know, I know I had a problem with my anger and being disrespectful, you know? And it took me years to be like, yo, I admit that I have this problem, but what am I doing to fix it? And I guess the reason that it took me so long to fix the problem is because I was kind of concerned about how people would perceive me and, you know, hey, nobody's disrespecting me right now because they know I put my hands on them. But if I worked on my anger, people are going to look at me different. People are going to treat me different. But I grew up and I grew up mentally and realized that no matter how people perceive me, how people treat me, I have to be a role model for my children. And I was heading down a road to where, you know, I could have really hurt somebody and went to prison. And it just got to a point where I had to realize that I have children that I have to be here for. So I wrote down my problems and I came up with different options that I could take to better myself. And I'm here in November 25th, 2022, a better person. But like I said at the beginning of this pod, you open up social media, you turn on the news, there's always something negative going on. I would say maybe 5 or 10 podcasts ago, I had a little conversation and I said, it seems that the church is going through, and the people in the church is going through the same things as everybody else. Because when you're down and out and you have no one else to go to, nowhere else to turn, you should be able to go to the church. I've been in church all my life. And by no way, shape, or form am I blaming the church by itself. No. I'm blaming the community. Because like I said, accountability is real. Self-accountability is a real thing that human beings need to work on. But the reason I titled this podcast, Everybody is Crazy, because everybody is crazy. Nobody wants to better themselves. Everybody wants to point fingers at the other person. Because when you point at another person's sins, you point at another person's flaws. For some people, it minimizes their own flaws. And to get back to the church situation, I want to play a clip for you guys. I'm not going to highlight what church this was at. I'm not going to highlight the pastor. But I just want y'all to listen to this. And we'll see what you guys think.
It's right to take the law into our own hands. And I've said that so many times. That club got shut up the other day. Now, am I sad that five homos got shot? No, I'm not sad at all. As a matter of fact, I think it's a good thing that they're not here anymore to molest kids. And I'm not condoning anybody to do anything like that. I don't believe it's right to take the law into our own hands. And I've said that so many times. But here's what I won't be upset about. I'm not going to be upset when someone that hates God and actively is promoting against God and hates his guts and molests children, even if it is just their eyeballs, to have to see these freaks writhing around and you know, doing all these crazy dances in front of children, and then afterwards reading them a book or something. I said it's not right to take the law into your own hands, but I do understand why.
So during that clip, you guys heard it. There's a pastor or a guy that calls himself a pastor saying that five homos got killed and he's happy. You know, I'm going to play another clip for you guys. Hold on.
Five people who were killed in the nightclub that night, there is no evidence at all that they were Christians. And so assuming right. That they had not accepted the truth of the gospel of Christ and affirmed Jesus Christ as the Lord of their life, they are now reaping the consequences of having eternal damnation, and that is far, far greater. And we should be having that conversation instead of just the tragedy of what happened to the body. We need to be talking about what.
That's another clip of some religious freak or a person that says they're religious that are judging other human beings. Now, whether you believe in homosexuality, you condone it or not, how can you talk about a person like that? A person that is dead. In my personal opinion, the right thing to say would have been, that is a tragic loss that I couldn't go and minister to those lost souls, if that's what you want to call them, that they lost them lost their lives before we had a chance to bring them to Christianity, where they could ask God for forgiveness. I had a conversation a little while ago about social media. Is it good or bad? Has it brought anything good to the community? And I just don't know. I feel like people get on their phones or behind the camera and they say things that they normally wouldn't say to a person's face. Or they get out their opinion to the masses and people eat it up. Somebody asked me, they said, Julius, do you think that a lot of the people that put out these opinions or put out these clips on social media, excuse me, that they believe a lot of the things that they say? And I said, sometimes, because most of the time nowadays, it's more about clickbait. It's saying the most unpopular thing to get clicks and views and everything, to get people to follow you, to like and comment and subscribe. It's just, the world is a crazy place right now. The world is a crazy place right now. I don't understand how people can celebrate people's deaths. But I'm not going to try to be divisive when I make this comment. It's just my opinion. But there's certain people that every time there's gun violence, they try to take it away from the guns. And they want to blame something else. And do lives matter anymore? Do white lives matter? Do black lives matter? Do Asian lives matter? Like, I think we've become so desensitized to violence that instead of helping a person, excuse me, we will pull out our phones and record. Or if we help a person, we pull out our phones and record us helping someone. There are a lot of people that, in my personal opinion, that don't deserve to be famous. There are mothers out there right now that are pimping their children out, or pimped their children out, releasing sex tapes. I mean, let's really think about this. There is a mother out there right now who is a leader of a very wealthy family who watched her daughter's sex tape and said re-record it. Who came up with a long, you know, drawn out story about how it was revenge porn and all this other stuff. And people made that family wealthy. And whether you know who I'm talking about or not, but I'm pretty sure by now you guys know exactly who I'm talking about. But then the father believes in different politics than you. And wants to be there for his kids because he saw what his wife went through with her mother. And he's seeing that his ex-wife is trying to bring their daughter into the internet spotlight. But we criticize him instead of her. There's an internet celebrity who came to fame by disrespecting young black males that have died by street violence. And who will come out, talk a lot of crap, make people angry, and then when those people approach him, he calls the police. And he talks about young children that some children are not even dead. He talks about young children, like talks about them really, really bad. He has talked about raping women. He believes that women should be raped. Certain women should be raped. And constantly disrespects women. There's a video clip of him disrespecting his wife in a Walmart, calling her a dog head bitch, this, you know, I don't fucking play, shut your fucking mouth, bitch, and all. I mean, like, okay, let's be honest. Let's be transparent for a minute. Everybody at one time or another have gotten angry at their spouse or their girlfriend or your boyfriend. And you have said some things that you went back to apologize for. Or you said something while you're angry that you didn't agree with. And, you know, you came back to apologize. But the internet has got us so crazy, so messed up in the head that we will record us doing wild and crazy things, disrespecting our mothers, our grandmothers, our families, our race. But we do it to get paid. So, if you don't know who I'm talking about Charleston White. We all know that he's always been a little loony, and he disrespects young children, and, you know, FBG Duck's mother, he talks bad about her, saying that they wanted to sleep with him after he was talking about how her son was murdered and he's happy. And he was talking about King Von, how he's happy he died and all these different things. Now, whether or not you believe in karma or you believe that King Von got what was what he deserved because he killed people, that's neither here nor there. But to glorify a death of somebody is just a little crazy to me. But let's get into this clip.
I don't give a fuck about his mama. Y'all love his mama. I don't.
You know Von and Duck was like counting.
I don't know that.
What you don't know?
I don't know that.
I'm telling you.
But I don't give a damn about it. I helped his mama. Why do I need to know about two dead ass niggas? I don't give a fuck about Duck or Von. I helped his living mama. Fuck them dead niggas that preached about killing niggas. Give a fuck what they were. Why y'all not helping their mama? Why a nigga from Texas got to pay his mama car note? Why? And y'all want to tell me what I'm going to do with my money?
Yeah, you want to do it because you want
to. I didn't. No, no, no. She
you
asked me.
No. She asked
you. You a goddamn lie. How I know that bitch need her car note paid? How the fuck I know she need her car note paid and she don't ask? You think I'm calling and asking, do you need your car note paid? You can't make me care about King Von mama. Fuck that bitch.
But look,
I don't give a fuck about his mama.
Y'all
my mama ain't got a bunch of kids that died. Bitch, all you hoes buried your baby. Fuck y'all pain, bitch. Give me back my goddamn money, ho. Or suck my dick, bitch. In Chicago, fuck y'all. Suck my dick, bitch.
Hold on,
I keep
hold on,
a goddamn gun hold for
on,
whatever.
Hold on,
nigga, I don't give a fuck about shit. Nigga, I keep a motherfucking gun. Nigga, I keep a motherfucking gun, nigga. Nigga, I keep a motherfucking gun, Chicago. Say, homie, you
got,
nigga, what you got? Man, you better sit down, homie. What you mean, what I'm on?
Talk.
Nigga, don't fuck with me with a gun in my hand, nigga.
Too loud, man.
You tweaking.
Yeah, you went too far. Y'all went too far.
These are the type of people that we make famous. Now, if you guys didn't see the video by now, that was Charleston White who went on a little podcast and was being interviewed. And the person was like, yo, like, I get you have your opinion, but why do you have to disrespect dead people to get your point across? And he said, well, I don't give a fuck about that dead nigga. Right? And I was like, oh, wow, that's a little crazy. Then he said, why should a nigga from Texas pay that dead nigga's mom's car note? Fuck that bitch. Suck my dick, bitch. But the funny thing about that video is he pulled out his gun, cocked it, but the niggas wasn't scared. They was laughing at him. They was like, yo. And then one dude that was interviewing him was like, yo, like, what are you doing, bro? Like, chill out. He was standing in front of him the whole time. You heard Charleston White say, hey, don't stand in front of me when I got a gun in my hand. So the crazy thing about that whole situation is he is doing what he claims to hate. He said he helps the police. He said he doesn't give a fuck about a black man that killed another black man, but he was threatening to kill another black man. We make the wrong people famous. So, to go into the next topic of why everybody is crazy, have you guys been keeping up with Gabrielle Union and Dwayne Wade? How, whether you believe or not, like, that they're good parents, bad parents, or whatever, their son said he felt that he was a girl. It was a girl that was trapped inside of him. Now, whether you agree with that or not, that's not the point. The point is this. the LGBTQ community can be toxic. They can. But also, you read the statistics and you realize that that community has a high suicide rate. So with Gabrielle Union and Dwayne Wade capitalizing off of their child, well, off of Dwayne's child, and, you know, putting everything on the internet. I got into an argument. Well, I mean, I wasn't arguing. But I got into a debate with somebody on one of the news outlets on Facebook. And I said, hey, whether you believe this or not, like, they shouldn't, they should just keep this behind closed doors. If they're going to let this child do the transition or whatever, that's their business, but they don't have to put it on the internet. But the rich get richer because what they do, we are so involved in celebrities' business that these celebrities, and these celebrities are so obsessed with money that they want to put their business out there. This child, they can't shelter that child forever. So everything is on social media, everything is publicized. That child is going to have a hard life. Cuz let's think about this. That child is young, rich. So he's already removed from a normal person's reality. So he's not going to fit in with the average person. On top of being born a young boy that transitioned to be a girl, that was publicized everywhere, CNN, MSNBC, Facebook, it was on different podcasts. You know, Dwayne Wade was on different podcasts and was talking about it. But this is just my opinion. This is just my opinion. I really do think that Gabrielle Union had a lot to do with that. Why? I don't know. I just feel that she had a lot to do with that. She got into his head and was like, even, let's just say that he agreed with it, you know, and he wanted to make it private. I think it was Gabrielle that pushed him to capitalize, you know, put it in the media, sell pictures and stuff like that. And Dwayne's wife, ex-wife, said it, that they used their child for clout. I believe that. But you know what the crazy thing is? Dwayne Wade's now daughter, the mother, was really been kind of quiet about it. But when she came out and she spoke out against it, against publicizing, you know, their child's mental health, if that's what you want to call it. And you know what a lot of the people in the comments said? She's jealous. Oh, she's just hating. And, you know, the crazy thing is most of the people in those comments probably didn't even have children. But the reason that I brought that up is because Gabrielle Union was recently, I think she has a movie or some show that's coming out, and she brought something up. And I think when I saw this, this is what made me come up with this title, Everybody's Crazy. I mean, I don't understand why why we really put this much stock into celebrities. But you guys, listen to this. Listen to this.
I didn't gamble with my children, but I've gambled with all sorts of things. I mean, you know, to not make light of it, but I gambled with my upper lip for many years. Mm. I would literally smile like this, because I thought if I let my full lip be seen, then they would know I was black. I'm like, girl, they knew you were black. But I literally hid my lip. You know what I mean? Like that, like as illogical and silly and stupid as that is, I tried to minimize my blackness. I tried to constantly be shaped.
What? Every single time a celebrity isn't a black celebrity is under fire for some fuck shit that they said, they come out trying to get back into the graces of the black community.
I was scared of being black. I tried to hide my lip.
What the fuck is she talking about? So, people knew you were black because of your lips, of your upper lip, and not your skin color. The world and everybody in it has gone crazy. Let's talk about, get back to children. Let's talk about 50. Everybody's going at Marquee saying, yeah, nigga, like you fucked up. You took a picture with 50's op son, and now you want to get back into the good graces of your father because you running out of money and shit like this. Let's be honest. There are a lot of absent black fathers in the world. It's getting a lot better. You know what I'm saying? And 50 was young when he had that child. And I'm not going to say that 50 did everything right and the baby mother did everything wrong. But there's too many times where us as black men, it's too many times that we don't want to make amends with people, because we feel that that will make us soft. But when you're in your deathbed, or you're diagnosed with some form of cancer, and you don't have that much longer to live, then you want to go and make amends with people that you've wronged, people that you've disrespected, people that disrespected you. The world is crazy that a wealthy man is beefing with his son, publicized. It's all over. It's everywhere. Everybody I've known that. But then you have a person that is a star on one of 50's shows that he has on Stars that clowned 50's son. What happened to us? Like what happened? It's like, is anybody saying anymore? Does anybody show respect anymore? Does being a Christian mean anything anymore? Does being a good person has value anymore? No. being a good person doesn't mean anything anymore. Being a Christian doesn't mean anything anymore. Waking up early on a Sunday morning and sitting in three services doesn't mean anything anymore. Because the world is so afflicted and flawed that we think getting up and going to church on Sunday and living holy for that whole day and then going back to doing whatever the hell you were doing when you're not in church, we think that that's enough. I had a conversation with somebody and they said, hate the person, hate the sin, not the person. And I asked them, I said, well, okay, if that's what the Bible says, I'll take your word for it. But does that mean you can hate your own sin as well? Or you got to hate everybody else's sin because you think hating their sin minimizes your sins that you're in the process of doing that you have done? I've realized that us as human beings, we like to highlight everybody else. Because when we highlight everybody else's flaws and how everybody else is crazy, we think that it minimizes us, our sins, our flaws, but it doesn't. I'm one person that I think that I'm very aware of the things that I need to work on. I'm very aware of the horrible ways that I've treated people. But I'm also aware of the way that I've been treated. But I'm one person. I can't change the world by myself. I can't go out and save the world and save people like I'm fucking Superman or something like that. I know anybody and everybody that's listening to this podcast are probably thinking the same thing. Like, the world has gone crazy. A lot of my Christian friends and my family members say that we are in the last days. We are. We have parents lying about their kids being sick to set up GoFundMe accounts. We have parents recording themselves giving their toddlers vodka shots. We have parents out there right now that would rather spend time going out, going to the strip club and going to the, you know, just doing stuff instead of being a mother, instead of being your father. But you know the crazy thing is? Nobody tells the truth to people anymore. Nobody tells the truth to people anymore. We would rather just sit around and let a person continue to embarrass themselves. Let a person continue to be a bad parent or a bad sibling or a bad husband or a bad wife because we would rather have something to talk about when that person leaves. And let's be honest, we are in the last days. We are. Because you know what? The place that you should be able to go to get healing, to get saved, will tell you, oh, it's too late. You going to hell. While they are sleeping with men and women in the congregation. Why is it that it's so easy to forgive somebody in the church, but so hard to forgive somebody out in the secular world, as they call it, who did the same thing? But when they come to the church to get healing, when they come to the church to be forgiven, to be introduced to God, the church shuns them away. I was talking to my grandmother and I said, hell's going to be crowded. And she said, well, what is that supposed to mean? I said, hell just going to be crowded. Because there are not too many people living in the world today that really acknowledge God. Like, really, really, really acknowledge God. You might acknowledge God when you're in church, or acknowledge God because you're the matriarch of the family and you want people to think that you have all this power, but you turn around and are just as evil to people. No, everybody's afraid to correct people. Oh, it ain't none of my business. Or you won't correct them because you want them to fail. You want them to keep on doing the same thing so you can have something to talk about. Everybody is crazy. I have a family member right now that I grew up a Christian, but now they got these little crystals and rocks and pray to the sun god and all this other stuff. I don't know. The world is filled with death, hatred, and I don't really see it getting better. Once again, condolences to the families of the people that died in that nightclub shooting. Now, I could say gay nightclub or this and that, but why? They were human beings that were murdered. And it's a horrible thing. But they interviewed the father of the gunman. And the father doubled down on what his son did. Hey, they were fags. They deserved to die. A young black woman is dead because of jealousy. Young black men were killed at a college campus because parents didn't teach their children how to react to bullies. And the gun laws are in this country is really fucked up. But you know what? How the world can be fixed? The younger generation can fix it if we have enough time. I was having a conversation with my grandmother, and I said, the younger generation have to break these curses. The younger generation has to make the world a better place, because the older people are so stuck in their ways and don't feel like they can learn anything from the younger generation and want to just judge everybody. And I told my grandmother, I said, you know what? The younger generation are playing in the the upcoming family reunion. We're the ones that are having our children meet each other. The ones that are trying to plan stuff and go out with each other to get a closer bond that was broken by our older parents because of whatever they went through. So what I'm saying is the world is crazy and everybody in it is crazy, but it starts at home. Teach your children right from wrong. Look, I'm not gay and I don't condone homosexuality, but it was a young girl, her name is JoJo Siwa. My girls loved her, went out and got the sneakers and the big bows that they put in their hair and everything like that. And this girl came, you know, this girl said, "Hey, all my fans, I'm JoJo Siwa. I need you to come to the internet on my YouTube page at 12 p.m. where I got an announcement." My girls were so excited. But you have to monitor what your kids are watching, what they're taking in. So what I did is I watched it. And the young girl said, "Hey, guys and girls, I want to let you guys know that I have a girlfriend. I'm gay and you can be gay too." I was like, wow, okay, that's a. She has a bunch of young fans. Why is she putting this stuff out? And my kids was like, "Oh, dad, ew, she's going to hell." I said, look, anybody can get saved. Anybody can change. You don't agree with what she said. I don't agree with what she said either. But we can't judge her. You have no heaven or hell to put people in. I said, but he said, "Daddy, she's gay. That's a sin." I'm like, "You're right." But I said, "You know what else is a sin? What? Not listening to your mom and dad. Making fun of people, hitting your brother and sisters, being disrespectful, saying cuss words." If we teach our kids and we instill in them to help people instead of judge, I think we can get back on track. But the sad thing is, most of the time we're just paying attention to everything else but the people that are closest to us. I just want everything to get better. You know, I want everything and everyone to succeed. That's what I want. But you know, is it going to happen? I don't know. I can only pray that it does happen. And pray for my family members. And just pray that all the things that are happening in the world, that it doesn't affect my family, and that we all will remain healthy and the family will get back on track and interact with each other and love each other and forgive each other. But until next time, I'm out. Ain't no love on the other side. Jealousy inside. Make them wish I died. Oh my Lord, tell me what I'm living for. Everybody's dropping, got me knocking on heaven's door. In all my memories, I'm seeing brothers bleed and everybody grieves. But still nobody sees. Recollect your thoughts, don't get caught up in the mix. Cause the media is full of dirty tricks. Only God can judge me. Yeah, baby. Only God can judge me. 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 Only God can judge me.
can make it. Got a body full of bullet holes laying here, naked still. I can't breathe, something's evil in my IV. Cause every time I breathe, I think they're killing me. I'm having nightmares, homicidal fantasies. I wake up strangling, dangling my bed sheets. I call a nurse cause it hurts to reminisce. How did it come to this? I wish they didn't miss. Somebody help me, tell me where to go from here. Cause even thugs cry, but do the Lord care? Trying to remember, but it hurts. So I'm walking through the cemetery, talking to the dirt. I'd rather die like a man than live like a coward. There's a ghetto up in heaven and it's ours. Black power is what we scream as we dream in a paranoid state. And our fate is a lifetime of hate. Dear mama, can you save me? And fuck peace, cause the streets got our babies. We gotta eat, no more hesitation. Each and every black male's trapped. And they wonder why we suicidal, running round strapped. Mr. Police, please try to see that it's a million motherfuckers stressing just like me. Only God can judge. That which does not kill me can only make me stronger.
For real.
I don't see why everybody feels as though they gotta tell me how to live my life. Let me live, baby. Let me live.
Pac, I feel ya. Keep serving it on the realer. For instance, say a player hating Marcus out to kill ya. Would you be wrong for bucking a nigga to the pavement? He gon' get me first if I don't get him. Who start praying? Ain't no such thing as self-defense in the court of law. So judges, when we get to where we're going, we're in the cross. That's real. Got him, licked him, crept the fuck up on him. Sold a half a million tapes. Now everybody want him. After talking behind my back like a bitch would. Telling them niggas you could fade a punk, I wish you would. Them same motherfuckers in your face that'll rush up in your place to get your safe. Knowing you on that paper chase, grass, glass, big screen and leather couch. My new shit is so fatty, already sold a Kia ounce. Bitch, remember Tupac and Forte? Them same two brothers dodging bullets representing the bay. Pac, when you was locked down, that's when I'll be around. Start climbing up the truck, so sick, but they tried to clown. That's why they ride the bandwagon, still be dragging, selling lies. Don't think I don't see you haters, I know y'all in the sky.
Guess you figure you know me cause I'm a thug that love to hit the late night club, drinks and buzz. Been living lavish like a player all day. Now I'm about to floss some ball playing shit with Forte. Only God can judge me. Only God can judge me. Only God can judge me.
That's real.
Only God can judge me. Only God can judge me.
Only God can judge me.
Only God can judge me.
Only God can judge me.
Only God can judge me.
Only God, man.
That's real.
Fuck everybody else, you know what I'm saying?
Man, look here, man. My only fear of death is coming back to this bitch reincarnated. That's what a homie meant to. We about.
Thank you for tuning in. Hit that like button, comment, and subscribe. And until then,